hey, it's the Redford Cowboy. So I'm thinking I actually have to give a shout out to Mr. Toby Mac for this one. I would say that I love Kevin Max's music equally, but Toby holds a special place in my heart for a lot of reasons. He may be one of the artists that I've seen the most. I just saw him in concert 2 weeks ago, took my family and drove to Indiana to see him. And I was doing the math and tallying it up. And I think I've seen DC Talk in concert 7 times and Toby 14 or 15 times. So that'd be a total of 22 times since 1995. And he's someone who I just feel like I've traveled with my whole life since a teenager. And he's always been faithful, consistent. He's just been there, you know. His music has meant a lot to me, both DC Talk and solo. I love their solo careers. You know, I think a lot of people freaked out and were distraught when DC Talk announced that they were going to go on hiatus or intermission. But I thought it was really interesting because I likened it to the Beatles breaking up must have been disastrous and world-ending. However, you got solo John Lennon. You got solo Paul McCartney. You got solo George Harrison. So that's pretty awesome to get their full essence distilled down. So I think that's what happened with DC Talk. We got creative, David Bowie-style Kevin Max going on his detours and zigzags and all over the place. It's been fascinating to watch. And then we had Toby, who was kind of the band leader, who kind of expected how things were going to turn out and kind of went that way. Him being as big or bigger than DC Talk, if that can even be imaginable. I can tell you that I saw the very first Toby Mac solo show ever in 2001 with my buddy Scott Harold and Jeff Black. We were in Nashville for GMA week, and the biggest news in town was the DC Talk showcase, solo showcase. So Tate went on first, Kevin went on second, Toby went on third, and then DC Talk closed out the evening. And I saw the first ever Toby Mac solo show, which was incredible. He was actually nervous up on stage. I could tell because he was carrying it all by himself for the first time without two amazing background singers or bandmates next to him. He brought his dancers back, just like in the time of early DC Talk. He had Grits dancing next to with him, and he had background singers. And so he was doing his thing very early on as he was architecting what he wanted to look, his solo career to look like. And I have one of the fondest memories ever of picking up his first ever solo album that came out in November of that year, 2001. And that is Momentum. And me and my buddy Dale... Let me back up and say that I used to work at Dixon's Bible Bookstore, rest in pieces, for 4 years. And so I stopped working in 2000, but in 2001, I still knew Rachel, who was the manager's daughter over at Dixon's in Dearborn. So I called her up and I said, hey, and I knew that we would get albums. We used to get albums a week or so earlier. And I said, hey, when we get Toby's album, will you tell me? Can I come up and get it? And she was like, yeah, sure. So, me and Dale drove up there 1 week early, the day that it arrived, the shipment arrived, and we got Toby's album, and we listened to it in the parking lot. We purchased it, we took it outside, and we put it in our CD player, and we blasted that sucker. We tore the knob off the volume and gave it a shot, and blasted that thing, and Let's Get This Party Started opened up, blasted out of the speakers, booming out the stereo system, and it was... just what we hoped and expected and dreamed of Toby solo and then some. We were like teenage girls for the following weeks and months when me and Dale and Colleen would drive around and see Toby on his first ever tour, multiple tour stops. We saw him in Michigan. We drove across the border and saw him in Ontario and Canada. We drove to Ohio a couple stops. We chased this guy around because we knew that this very first tour was going to be the only time we'd see him in smaller venues, because we knew he was going to blow up and be bigger than ever. In his first tour, he had Out of Eden and Grits open for him. In true Toby fashion, he brought out some goatee artists and they opened the shows, and then he closed them. Saw him 4 or 5 times that year, 2001, and it was really special, magical times seeing the start of a DC Talk solo. And Momentum, to this day, is still Toby's best album. It's my favorite album. I listened to that thing on repeat over and over again for a good year straight. And a cool story. Me and Dale road tripped it to Toledo. We found that the day that Momentum was coming out, he was doing like a quick little tour. I think he flew to 3 different cities to do interviews and press. And he was maybe in like St. Louis and then Nashville or whatever, who knows. And somehow he was in Ohio for whatever reason. And we went, and on the day Momentum came out, we met Toby, talked with him, stood in a line, and got our picture with him and chatted. And it was awesome. There's a funny story. The lady that was in front of us with her daughter, they had Rap Rock and Soul by DC Talk, which was a video, their first video cassette ever, and they were showing it to Toby, and he was all embarrassed. He's like, oh no, not that. And so they were showing it to around, and everybody was kind of poking fun at him for that that little misstep. And the lady was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this, it's Toby, I can't believe it's you. She was in front of us and she was gushing all over herself, and she's like, it's really you, it's like I'm seeing Toby in person, I can't believe this. And me and Dale chuckled because he looked at this lady and he goes, this is what he said to her, I'm just a normal cat. That was his response after she was like, you know, flustered all over herself, like, he goes, I'm just a normal cat. First off, who says that? I'm just a normal cat. Yeah, sure you are. And we were chilled and talking to Toby. We were so cool back then. We were 22 years old, about as cool as you could possibly be, hanging out with Toby on the day of Momentum release date. So yeah, there it is. Seen Toby dozens of times. He's like a faithful friend. I've got many wonderful concert memories of seeing Toby. Stage diving and climbing up the rafters, climbing on speakers, just doing his thing. And it's been cool to see him never slow down and keep going, because he's got that momentum, baby. And he's one of the best. There's no doubt about it. He continues to be relevant, continues to make good music. I think it's impossible for him to put out a bad album. But here's what's really cool about Toby, besides, actually there's a million things. Two is... one is he's always had one consistent message of racial reconciliation and racial unity since day one, since DC Talk tearing down the walls, all the way up till today, with It Starts With Me. He continually spreads that message. He's been consistent with that, and he's put his money where his mouth is, and he's created a diverse city, a diverse platform of musicians and artists that he surrounds himself with. But more importantly, Toby prayed like King Solomon. He prayed the right prayer. That's one thing that I'm most impressed about. I've heard him share the story a handful of times, that he said when he got to Nashville, he only prayed one prayer. And just like King Solomon prayed and asked for wisdom, and God granted it to him because he made the right choice, he made the right prayer, Toby said he prayed one prayer, and that was that he could surround himself with talented musicians, that God would surround him with talented people. And you know what? It's insane. That was his one prayer. It must have been the right prayer, because God answered it. And from the very beginning, I mean, Toby's extremely talented himself. There's no doubt about it. The guy knows his way around a hook. However, he has been surrounded since day one with unbelievably talented people. So he shares the platform. He shares the stage. He shares his passion. He doesn't take the spotlight all to himself. He's remained remarkably humble since day one in light of all of his unbelievable, incredible success. So, they say you never, ever, ever want to meet your heroes. And I would say that there's very few where there's an exception for that. And Toby's one of them. No doubt about it, man. Meet Toby. He's as good as they come. And maybe John Foreman, I would add in that list. These are good dudes. Real and authentic and passionate and Christ-like and consistent and, dare I say, humble. So I love it. I love Toby with all my heart, and I'm appreciative of him.